USA Radio News with Wendy King.
10 Democratic contenders for the White House are in Detroit for night two of debates hosted by CNN. During opening statements, the crowd interrupted Cory Booker as he was talking about President Trump.
Calling it a disgusting, rat-infested, rodent mess. We need a nation that understands that these tired, old language, the...
Senator, I will stand by.
Most of the candidates spoke about the president, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
Mr. President, let's get something straight. We love it. We are not leaving it. We are here to stay, and we're certainly not going to leave it to you.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
According to a new Associated Press poll, almost half of House Democrats now support an impeachment inquiry of President Trump. The Fed is cutting its benchmark federal funds rate by a quarter point to a range of 2 to 2.25%. It's the Fed's first rate cut since December 2008, when the U.S. economy was in the depths of the Great Recession. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
It is intended to insure against downside risks from weak global growth and trade policy uncertainty.
As for what's ahead, Powell says,
will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion with a strong labor market and inflation near its symmetric 2% objective.
That's language the markets have seen as a signal for possible future rate cuts. However, stocks took a nosedive when Powell added the Fed does not see a long cycle of cuts ahead. At close, the Dow was down 333 points, the S&P 500 down 33, and the NASDAQ down 98. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke to a crowd of young conservatives. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Speaking at a Young America's Foundation conservative summit in D.C. on Wednesday, the vice president compared President Trump to the late President Ronald Reagan, saying that Trump is
another outsider who's come to Washington, D.C. to fight for everyday Americans.
And Pence adds,
conservative values are winning again. They're winning hearts and minds.
And of the Democratic primary contest, he said it's not between moderates and liberals, it's between liberals and socialists, adding the U.S. will never become a socialist country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Air Force General John Hyten, the current commander of the Strategic Command, has denied allegations of sexual misconduct from a former female aide. John Clements reports.
That denial was made during testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee that is considering General Hyten to become the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
It has been a painful time for me and my family, but I want to state to you and to the American people in the strongest possible terms that these allegations are false.
The Air Force Office of Special Investigations reviewed over 10,000 pages of documents, conducted 50 interviews, and pursued the matter, but did not find any evidence to support the allegations. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.